Welcome, everyone, and happy Wednesday to one and all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. A programming note for today. I have been talking about Charlie Kirk quite a bit on this program because I think it's incredibly important for us to be clear-eyed and plain-spoken about what Mr. Kirk espoused and its role in the current MAGA movement. Yesterday, I had a caller dial in while I was talking with my frequent guest, Angela Lang, who is the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. We were talking about Mr. Kirk's history of racist rhetoric, misogyny, xenophobia, picanism. Charlie Kirk transacted in it frequently. And I promised the caller, who was objecting to my characterizations of Mr. Kirk, the caller said, but the context, Maggie, you've got to play the whole clip. And I promised the caller yesterday that I would spend some time today talking about Mr. Kirk in full context and exploring some of his rhetorical or argumentation tactics. I was going to start doing that today at 5:30, but it requires more time. So we're going to do that this afternoon starting at 5 o'clock. I think this is incredibly important because the tactics used by Mr. Kirk are used throughout the MAGA movement. And it's important for us to be able to identify them so that we can engage in more meaningful debate. So do not go anywhere. If you've got friends or family that keep talking about, the context, I'm just asking questions. If you hear that, then the second hour of this program is going to be for you. I have been working so very hard with my board operator and producer, Jacob, with my senior producer, Jamie. I thank them. We've got a ton of sound to help illustrate Mr. Kirk's tactics. So do not go anywhere. Let your friends and family know. We're going to have this very special, in-depth rebuttal, analysis, and breakdown, takedown, if you will, of Charlie Kirk. I also have something special that I want to share with all of you today. The U.S. government, the federal government, is shut down. We're going to talk in a moment about all the lies that are being told by Republicans about the shutdown, specifically the lie that they traffic in every day, multiple times a day, on every network they get on, that they're shutting it down and they won't talk to Democrats because Democrats want to give free health care to people who are here in this country illegally. That's a lie, and I'll explain more about it in a moment. But given the government shutdown, in discussions with my senior producer, we want to provide an outlet, not just about the shutdown, but as these impacts of the big, brutal bill continue to unfurl their havoc, their terror on the American people, we want you to know that you matter. And what you're experiencing matters. It matters to me, it matters to this network, and it matters in our country's debate about how to move forward. And so we've created a special phone line that is dedicated to you, the listener, sharing your stories with us, specifically me, but more broadly, everybody here at Civic Media, and by extension, our audiences. We've got a special phone line and a special email that is dedicated specifically for you to share your stories. What is the impact of Donald Trump's tariff terror on your small business? What is the impact of the Republicans' insistence on stripping the subsidies away from the Affordable Care Act that make healthcare affordable for so many millions of Americans? What is it like to not be able to afford childcare? We want to hear from you. So I'm really proud and happy to announce that we're going to have this email and this phone number for you available anytime you want to share your stories. Here is the email, wematter@civicmedia.us. That email is wematter@civicmedia.us. And the dedicated phone line is 855-755-0771. Again, that's 855-755-0771. We want to hear from you. We will share your stories. And I especially want to thank a particular listener who inspired us to create these outlets for you to share your stories with us here at Civic Media and on the Maggie Dawn Show. That's Bud from Janesville. Bud wrote in to Jamie and I and Jacob, and here's what Bud shared. Hi, Maggie. I love to listen to the rebroadcast of your shows because I can't listen live. However, I have to shut you off now because I'm becoming too depressed. My wife and I are each 62 years old and have to access the ACA for healthcare for the first time in our lives this year. If Trump and the Republicans won't even discuss restoring the subsidies for healthcare through the ACA, what are we supposed to do? We cannot afford the non-subsidized premiums, and my wife has a chronic immune disease. We're losing hope. Love your show. Keep up the good work. Bud from Janesville, you are not alone. We're going to continue to share stories like Bud's on this program. And again, we invite you to share your stories with us at the email address wematter@civicmedia.us and the number 855-755-0771. Let's turn to the news of the day. Two incredibly important stories being reported across Wisconsin media this afternoon. The first comes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about how Donald Trump's tariff terror is hurting the agricultural industry nationwide, but especially here in Wisconsin. And here in Wisconsin, we have approximately $1.3 billion a year that we sell of soybeans. This is about 16,000 soybean farmers here in the state of Wisconsin. They are the second largest crop in Wisconsin. In 2024, farmers here harvested 102 million bushels of soybeans. So, as China and the United States remain locked in a tense standoff over tariffs, it is Wisconsin soybean farmers and our agricultural industry that is paying an incredible price. So again, thanks to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll put a link to that article in our show notes from today. Please check it out. We will continue to cover this as the tariffs continue to wreak havoc and terror on small business owners and farmers and families across the state of Wisconsin. In addition, here in Wisconsin, Marquette University Law School poll just dropped their newest poll. And it shows that approval for President Donald Trump here in the state of Wisconsin continues to decline. It stands at 43% in September, with his disapproval at 57%. Importantly, this last round of polling was done before the government shutdown, a government shutdown by Donald Trump and congressional Republicans because they refused to face the reality of the big, brutal bill's impact on Americans' health care. This is a small decline here in Wisconsin since Donald Trump took office in January. And while his approval remains strong with Republicans at 81%, that is 8 percentage points lower than it was in January. And it shows that almost 1 in 5 Republicans now affirmatively disapprove of Donald Trump's job performance. In addition, the Marquette Law School survey has also found that a large majority think political violence is a big problem. We're going to be joined by pollster Charles Franklin in the coming weeks, along with an expert on extremism, to work through this issue and to talk in more detail about this latest Marquette poll. So stay tuned for more coverage on that. In addition, close to home here, Tom Tiffany has announced his first big fundraiser, and it is, of course, loaded with GOP big money donors. It's going to be happening this Friday here in Milwaukee, and it's got names like, you know, the E-Lines and folks like that. Remember, the E-Lines are a couple that has been busted for using undocumented workers, and yet, of course, fully support Donald Trump. Tom Tiffany, and by big money donors, let me give you some details here. If you want to go to this event for Tom Tiffany, a single ticket, if you want to be a platinum sponsor, cost $20,000. Gold sponsor at 10 grand, silver 5,000, bronze a cool grand. And if you just want to be a lowly attendee, that's going to run you $250. Yeah, Tom Tiffany, man of the people. In addition, big national news today, scientist Jane Goodall has died. The Jane Goodall Institute announcing on social media that it learned this morning, Wednesday, October 1st, that Dr. Jane Goodall, UN Messenger of Peace and founder of the Jane Goodall Institute, passed away of natural causes. She was in California as part of her speaking tour in the United States. The Institute says this: Dr. Goodall's discoveries as an ethologist revolutionized science, and she was a tireless advocate for the protection and restoration of our natural world. We are also, folks, one game into the wild card series. And boy, if you are a baseball fan, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees really had a special outing for you last night. Who likes to root for the Yankees anymore, anyways, with their huge dollars? It ended up being one of the most impressive pitching performances I have seen in my entire life. The Yankees went up very early in the game, 1-0. The Red Sox came back, took the lead in the seventh inning. And so going into the ninth inning, they came out with their closer, a guy named Aroldis Chapman. He's a big guy and throws absolute heat. Aroldis gave up three singles in a row to load the bases. And then with ice in his veins, boy, he struck out the next batter, had a fly out on the batter after that, and then struck out the final batter from the Yankees. That man was absolutely smoking, throwing over 100 miles an hour. He stands quite tall on the mound, big, burly guy. And he was absolutely perfection in mustering his control and his focus to help the Bo Sox take one from the Yankees at home at Yankee Stadium. I called my dad to talk about it. He reminded me that Mr. Chapman pitches a wee bit like an old pitcher from the 1960s, a guy by the name of Ryan Duren, who was known as the Wild Man. Big Coke bottle glasses, threw heavy heat back in the 60s, 100 miles per hour. And to bring it all home to Milwaukee, Mr. Duren was the inspiration for Charlie Sheen's character, the Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn, in the film Major League. See, it all comes back around to Milwaukee, folks. Stay tuned. We've got more headlines coming up for you next. The lies the GOP is telling about the shutdown. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.